Hey guys, this episode was brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 for a free audiobook. You'll be helping out the show, and we appreciate you listening.
Last time on Super Gamecast 64.
Watch out for those creepy clowns those and creepy stuff like clowns. That. I don't give a fuck
That's
about it.
That's such a joke.
If any clown were to roll up, they would get got. They'd be done. They would get got.
That magic gun.
What is that?
What?
No,
what? You're what?
Holy fuck!
This week on Super Gamecast 64.
Holy shit, Tyler! Tyler! Tyler, do it! Do it! Grab Tyler! Grab it! Hurry!
Quick!
Oh my Jesus!
Headshot!
You should probably,
nose shot, really, is what it was.
Put two more in them just to make sure.
Double tap.
Okay. Hell yeah, I told you.
That was a close one.
He interrupted the end of the show.
What a bastard.
Kevin, you had
clowns.
Hey, wait. A game fact for us, right?
I did. Oh, yes, I did have a game fact.
Wait, what's this?
Oh, he found some. Here, let me see that. Kevin, give him the game fact.
So the game fact is the critically acclaimed game Inside, which was by Playdead, right? They wanted the music to be really spooky and scary, so they put a contact mic on a human skull and recorded the entire soundtrack through that process.
We have a problem. Guys, we have a problem.
We have a problem?
We have a problem here. Okay, so you found this on the clown?
Yeah.
It's more in the clown.
It says, oh shit.
Which is kind of gross.
It says, Dear Super Gamecast 64, Happy Halloween. Hope I didn't scare you too much. I'm here to give you a free copy of Tiny Build's Cluster Truck for X. I think we killed somebody who was giving us something for free.
Whoop.
Well,
good thing I have that rug downstairs.
So I think we're gonna give away this free copy of Cluster Truck for the Xbox One. It's not getting rid of evidence, it's doing a prize giveaway.
Really though, like this is like a Saw thing. He walked in and like he was the one who introduced himself to this situation, which could have inevitably ended in death.
Yeah.
So really it's not murder. But just to be fair, we should probably get rid of the code just so it can't be traced back to us, because it does have our show's name on there.
Yeah, so you guys, we'll explain at the end of the show. So on today's show, we'll be talking about
clowns.
Not clowns. I'm rattled after that.
Oh, wait, what episode is it?
This is episode 69. Don't worry, but on this episode, we're going to be talking about Mafia 3, Gears 4, shut the fuck up, Manuel Samuel, Ginger Beyond the Crystal, and Cluster Truck. Super Gamecast 64, episode 69. DJ. And we just murdered somebody. How is your guys' day going?
You can't say that.
That's
now
incriminating.
Now we're implicated.
Cut that.
We'll edit it in post.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
No, we're not. Okay. So we do have this free copy of Cluster Truck to give away. We're going to talk about that in the show. So both the giveaway and the actual game, so you know what you're going to be getting if you have not played it. But before we go any further, Red Dead Redemption 2 got announced, guys.
It's high noon.
It's high noon.
It's high time we got some more RDR.
See, you guys knew this was coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone and their grandma was like, well, you guys have been pretty quiet since GTA 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler's raising his hand like it's second grade. What's up, Tyler?
What's Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption is a game made by Rockstar Games, also the creators of Grand Theft Auto. It's Grand Theft Auto, but on horses in the Wild, Wild West.
Sounds terrible.
Have you seen the show Westworld for HBO?
And you can hunt Bigfoot.
Yeah, that is a thing. I
Undead Nightmare is awesome.
Yeah, there was a really great expansion. Red Dead Redemption 2, we don't know if it's going to be a prequel. I mean, no spoilers, but they kind of close it off pretty hard at RDR1.
No, that's good.
We'll see what happens, but I'm super excited. If you guys, I mean, it's there's not a lot that's been coming out. Rockstar was kind of like, teasing with the tweets and stuff.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
They kind of dropped one that was just like, hey, Rockstar Games, and it had the color scheme of Red Dead Redemption 2.
And everyone knew, but it was still fun. You know, they built up anticipation for about 2 days, and that was very enjoyable.
And you know what? I got to give it to Rockstar. They decided to do it more kind of low-key, kind of like their own thing, rather than dropping it at
E3. They kept their cards close to their chest.
They could have dropped it like 3 or 4 months ago.
They kept it under their hat.
You got to know when to hold them.
No one to fold them.
No one to...
No one to shoot somebody.
No one to kill the
with bit. A gun.
That's Speaking of shooting people with guns, you cannot do this in Pokemon Sun and Moon.
There aren't any guns in the Pokemon universe.
Well, you know what? We don't know that for sure.
Except for Water Gun.
That's not a funny joke. That's a bad pun.
I saw a really funny picture on the internets. Where they said something along the lines of, guns don't actually exist in the Pokemon world, except for that one in that one episode. And then they showed a Digimon that's literally a gun holding two guns.
Guns don't kill people, death kills people. It's a medically known fact.
Digimon kill people.
Did you guys play this Pokemon Sun and Moon special demo that released the week?
I played it.
I played a little bit of it.
Played it hard.
That's all you need.
First off, they were like, all right, here's my thing. I haven't played Pokemon in so long. And I was like, okay, I'm going to start up the Sun and Moon special demo and see if I might like a little bit of that Pokemon. I fought a Pokemon I didn't recognize with my Greninja, killed it in one hit, and went, yeah, I still like this game. That's all. It's really weird. Like, I started laughing out loud because it's obviously based on, like, Hawaii. That's, like, the reference they're pulling. And your mom is like, did you know? In the Alola region, you say Alola when you talk to people.
Mom, no.
Like, whenever I greet people here in Ohio, I say Ohio.
It's like Alola, and I'm like, that's
Ohio, Tyler.
Ohio, Tyler.
Ohio, boys.
OH.
Oh boy, we actually do it.
We do that sometimes.
No, but she's such a mom. Like, that's such a mom thing to do.
Let's go down to the city hall and update
some traditional Alola food. Do you like it, natives?
Natives? Hey, natives! Whoa, hard end there. You can't do that.
I made my own way.
Alola.
Alola, you like my Hawaiian shirt?
Okay.
Son?
I literally...
Your name is actually
you're
Sun.
Literally... Your name is Sun. S-U-N. And it made me mad because I'm like, why are you assuming that I like suns instead of moons, you goddamn gamest game?
Triggered.
Yeah, I was so dead triggered for the iOS.
Didn't even ask if I was a boy or a girl.
Yeah, I was...
This new Pokemon professor. I don't know about him.
What is his name? Kukuki?
Kukai. And he lets Pokemon do their moves on him.
Kukuki. Wait, I didn't even get that part.
Oh my god.
He says that
right when you meet him.
Yeah.
He's like, hey children coming out of the city hall, you want to go watch Pokemon do moves on me? And you're like, wait.
No. No, but in all fairness, the demo is really great. Like, the dialogue in it is just so silly. It's great, and it's so much, there's so much fourth wall breaking, and
it seems very aware of itself.
It's great. It's good stuff.
For the first time, I can't speak on it because I haven't played X or Y or Black and White 2 or anything like that. But for the first time, it seems like Pokemon is actually kind of self-aware, like they realize.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might be able to enjoy this more than I thought I was going to.
Dude, I'm so hyped.
This is the first Pokemon game that I'm looking forward to. And every single time, I've been looking forward to a sequel in a large series that I'm not too familiar with. Like Final Fantasy 13. Hadn't played a lot of new Final Fantasies, but I'm like, this is going to be great. Yeah, it didn't work out well. Every other time I've done that, not worked out well. Hopefully Pokemon will break the trend. Here's to you, Nintendo. Tyler, did you play a lot of this or any of this?
I played enough of it to get around a ride of the Pokemon.
So is that what you... Say that one more time. You ride Pokemon?
That's what I said, yep.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know you could ride Pokemon for real.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert, you can ride Pokemon. You're just like, Alola Pokemon, let me mount you. And Professor Kookie's in the back like, I want to see that thing do a move on you, like, child.
Go ahead, use Horn Drill on me.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Use Sleep Hypnosis.
Dream Eater.
Dream Eater. Oh, no. So I think we'll see. We'll talk more about Pokemon when it actually comes out, which is when, guys? That November?
November 18th.
November 18th. Greach. Don't forget to go out and vote on your polls November 18th. Scary face. 28th. You guys are having side conversations that can't be heard on the podcast.
I was really hoping they could hear them.
We're trying to come up with the most inappropriate Pokemon-based move that sounds like a double entendre.
Wasn't there a whole like string of things as a joke on the internet?
A lot of times they'll use the prefix anal and then link a move item or something.
Usually it's rogue abilities like rupture.
Yeah, so it'll say anal rupture or anal Geralt.
What was that? In Dark Souls, you could write on the... What was that?
Oh, on the signs?
Yeah, and it was... you could write the signs, and it was always like... it was amalgamation of words because you couldn't write exactly what you wanted to. You could select from pre-selected words. I think my favorite one was like festering, B-U-T, W-H-O-L-E ahead. So it was festering butthole ahead. And it was just like right.
Fractured butthole.
No, I mean, yeah, it's fractured butthole, but still, festering, still. Festered butthole. Okay. So, moving on to a game.
Sun and Moon is great. It's free. Go find it. Play it.
Yeah, you don't have to like pre-order it or anything.
One thing I did want to mention before we move on. I'm sorry.
Go for it.
There are NPCs that you will meet in Sun and Moon that will mention certain specific events that will occur in a certain amount of days from the time you're playing, from the first day you are playing, that is. So one guy says, hey, meet me here tomorrow and I'll give you a great item. Another person says, hey, in 5 days, this boy that helped me when I sprained my ankle is supposed to be here. Show up and I'll show him off to you.
Hey, it's like, I'm feeling a little plugged up. Have your Blastoise sit underneath me and use Hydro Pump on my rear. So I'll give you a dollar.
1, 5, 12, 18, and 24 days from the first time you play the game, if you find that NPC on that day, they will give you something that you can then transfer to the full game.
It's already sounding too confusing. I quit.
Okay.
You know what's a game that's not confusing?
Mafia.
Mafia 3.
What the hell is this about?
Do you actually want to know what the game is about?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Ooh. Kevin. Hmm? You want to hit me with it?
Oh!
Can we get some, Godfather Italian music going for this one?
I can try.
Hold on. Right? There. Okay.
You're such a jerk.
Give it to me in 10 words, please.
Vietnam flashback extraordinaire Lincoln Clay murders everyone, especially dem racists.
Nice. Wow. Woo, that was a quick get, man.
Yeah, I got that one real good. Ooh. You know why?
Because that's why we played the Italian music and not the millionaire music.
I'll make good offer. You can't wafoos. I am Italian, so that's not like racist, nationalist.
Zesty Italian? Are you zesty Italian? Or are you classic?
Spicy Italian.
Classico. All right.
Classico. Tyler, what kind of Italian are you?
Not a hard eye. Italian.
Yeah, one of my Italian. So Mafia 3 is a weird game because the whole entire Mafia series so far has been about being in the Italian mob. And Mafia 3 is about being in the black mob trying to kill the Italian mob. So it's more like you're flipping it. Which is, that's what it's about. It's
you throw it down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Willy Wonka style. No, but you do play as a guy named Lincoln Clay. He's a Vietnam veteran. Comes back. Takes place in a fictional New Orleans called New Bordeaux in like 1968.
Hmm.
If one thing this game is about, it's about racial discrimination. Like, it is infested in every aspect of the game. There is, for example, okay, take this. In Grand Theft Auto, you know how you shoot somebody and then you get a little star and they're like, here comes the police,
right? Yeah, yeah.
In Mafia, what happens is you do a crime, somebody... A witness will run to the nearby telephone, phone the police, and then you'll hear the police dispatcher give out the order. If you're in a, you know, poor black neighborhood, they'll be like, hey, there's a shoot and run, and there's a guy running around with a gun. Go check it out if you want. And then it takes, like, maybe 15 seconds for the police to actually get to you. They're just a car just screeched
that
outside the
weird.
Studio. That was
really
very
well-timed. Dude, as soon as you said that, we just hear, and then a car door.
Someone just got two stars. Maybe
it was an accident.
Anyways, who cares if those people are okay?
When you do a crime.
When you do a crime in Mafia, it depends on the area you're in. If you're like a downtown area, very rich white neighborhood, the cops are on you like fucking white on rice, dude. It's so, so fast. But Mafia allows you to get upgrades like cutting the phone lines or taking you can like call off the cops and stuff. And combined with that, like I said, there's a lot of racial discrimination baked into the game. I mean, it takes place in the late 60s. You're a black guy coming back from the Vietnam War into the South. The funniest thing I love doing is you can get, like, you can just be walking down the street, enjoying your nice stroll, and then someone will just, like, call out a racial slur. My favorite thing to do is just whip around, shoot them right in the face, and then when somebody runs for the phone, I just go, nuh-uh, and click off the phones, and then like pick up the phone like, hey, we need help down here. And I'm like, you don't need shit. And then I put C4 underneath them, and then they eject from this earth like a goddamn rocket ship. It's the greatest thing. The reason I like doing these things is because the core mechanics of Mafia is super boring. Super not good.
But before we move on to the actual gameplay, it's worth noting that the it's not simply a narrative choice to make it about discrimination. Actually, the creator of Mafia is a big supporter of Black Lives Matter. So there is a lot of that influence, I think.
Honestly, at some points, it's so overt that
wouldn't
it's
kind you say?
Of, well, yeah. I mean, that's it's obviously... It started off... The controversy of Mafia 3 started off with this whole, like, you can kill the KKK thing. That was, like, the big splash in the news. You're just trying to kill a guy who's at a KKK rally. I mean... If you want, you can shoot them all. I totally did. But
gotta shoot them all.
Shoot KK. Okay. what was the question? I got so wrapped up in my fantasy of murder and racism.
Let's move on to gameplay. I just wanted to bring that up. That was an interesting fact that I found.
Oh yeah, gameplay. It's have you ever played Assassin's Creed 1?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It's that
with guns.
It's Assassin's Creed with guns, which is Skyrim with weapons It's Skyrim with swords. It's not. It's Grand Theft Auto with racism. It's but honestly, the gameplay plays out like this. You have a hit list, okay? A hit list, yes. A list of all the people I must hit, and it's that's a reference. Mm-hmm. Don't worry,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kevin. You not enjoying my jokes tonight?
No.
You have a guy you got to kill, so you go to the part of the town, and then somebody's like, hey, they're running a racket full of drugs, and then they're like, here's a bunch of locations. And then you go to the locations, and you do one of, like, four things. You blow shit up, you kill people up, you twist people's arm, and you're like, hey, tell me all the stuff I need to know. Or you drive a car somewhere. And then when you do that enough, they're like, hey, you lured him out of his hiding spot. And then you get a new location, and then you go to that location, and then you kill the people. Rinse and repeat until you have captured all of the areas of the town, and then you are Mafia. There's also a whole like thing with underbosses, and you can assign the districts different people, but it's all...
So it's like reverse Shadows of Mordor.
I was just going to say
it's like Shadows of Mordor. It's like Shadows of Mordor, except without the cool nemesis system, plus the repetitive Assassin's Creed, but the story is really good, so you always want to keep going. That's Mafia 3. Honestly... I can see why they didn't release early review copies, because they kind of towed it as this narrative engagement. Like, the first 3 hours is completely linear, like, ooh, this is really good world building. And they're like, all right, now we got to make it an open world game. Here's a bunch of markers.
Open world game, online capabilities.
Oh, God. 8.5 overwhelming mechanics. There is no fast travel in the game either.
Ooh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting choice, except for when they're like, drive all the way across the map, or now drive all the way back, same mission.
It depends. In certain games, that is something that's great. Like in Fallout 4, I did not fast travel almost ever. Specifically because I like the fact that there's random events that occur as you travel through the world. Is that the same thing in Mafia?
Mafia is very well built because it's not super big, but at the same time, you're in the 1960s, so most of the cars you're going to pick up can't go over 50 miles an hour. That's not a joke.
Just Sunday drive everywhere. Yeah, you go.
It's like you'll get a.
The slower you go, the better the drive by.
You'll don't go you to a that? Mission in the top of the map, and then they'll be like, "Go to the bayou of the south of the map," and then you'll drive all the way down there, and they'll be like, "All right, for this mission, you got to go to the north part of the map," and I'm like, "I fucking hate you right now," and then they're like, "Don't worry, all I have to do is drive this busted up station wagon. It's gonna push 45. It's and the game's driving is really arcadey, so I can't actually like be mad about it. But it's full of glitches. It's awesome. Maybe we'll put out a video. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I'm kind of sick of talking about Mafia 3. Does anyone have any questions?
Nope.
Tell me, is there a buzzsaw gun in the new Gears game?
Buzzsaw? Like a
chainsaw gun?
Yes.
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, like
man.
like a lancer?
I don't.
That's what they're called.
Is that what that gun's called?
We're talking about Gears of War 4 now.
Play Gears.
Gears of 4.
You're talking about the gun that has the chainsaw on the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you had a Gears game without a chainsaw gun, then it would just be like, why are you making a Gears game?
My question about Gears 4. Are the dudes stronger? Because every game, they get bigger and musclier.
You're wondering if Marcus Fenix and his pals has been.
I just
want to
see one where Marcus Fenix and his buddies can't move their arms past their shoulders.
They look like the kid. Like, they look like the kid in A Christmas Story with his giant coat, but it's muscles instead
like
of
his
flesh.
Traps.
My arms down.
His traps each look like a ham hock,
that
like
was
a
me,
like
by
a
way.
Log of ham.
Here's the thing about Gears of War 4 is they've totally
the big old strong daddies,
much like Pokemon Sun and Moon. You're not going to believe this comparison, but I was being serious. Much like Pokemon Sun and Moon, Gears of War 4 is actually kind of finally self-aware. I mean, it was before, but it's very different in the fact that it's not machismo like, Dom, get the smoke grenades, we got to kill these infestors. It's more like,
bro.
It's more like, Dom, well,
wow.
God, I'm sorry, geez. Dude. That was a spoiler from 6 years ago. I'm completely okay with it. I'm completely okay. If you didn't play Gears
3... yourself.
So that's a spoiler you didn't hear, but don't worry about it.
Awesome.
You might have gotten it from context. Just
put for that whole section.
They cut us off the line, guys. They took us off the airwaves.
It must have been that clown.
No, it was Marcus Fenix. He was like, they can't talk about my games.
Or you
like
could
this.
Just, or yet you could just make it a chainsaw and like, rah, rah, you know, like
that's too much work. No, but Gears 4 is good because I was starting Gears and I was like, is there a reason I'm playing this? Like, why am I playing Gears 4? Honestly, like, we all saw what happened with Halo 4. It was Halo for no reason.
Halo 4, no reason.
Exactly. Yeah, all right, thank you. Gears 4 has a reason for existing. In fact, they kind of change up the tone. You know, it's more like, it's very hard to describe. There's some nostalgia with it.
I'm picturing some like Top Gun esque, like really, really tender scenes between Marcus Fenix and his boys.
No, it's more like I'm playing the game for the first hour and I'm like, wow, this is really well written.
Like he goes and hole on the back and like lets his hand like linger as he
at this point.
Down
okay,
small,
at this point in the Gears story,
are you writing some fanfic over here?
Yeah, all the motherfuckers are dead. All right, this takes place in the future. You play as like I think Marcus's son or his. Nephew.
His godson.
Marcus.
I don't
Marcus's
know.
Son, Darkus.
It's me.
Darkus. Darkus Fenix.
It's me. Darkus
this
Fenix.
This is my dad's Lancer.
That Lancer.
Listen to
belongs
him go,
to me. It's good, but it's weird because you fight robots, and I'm like, that's not Gears. Eventually, I hear you fight people called the Swarm that are pretty much the Locust, but they're just like, let's Halo 4 Covenant it real
the
quick.
The Floods.
The Flood. Well, no, not the Flood. The Flood were their own thing. Halo 4, they took the Covenant, which were the main enemies of the original games, and then they just changed their name. That's kind of what Gears 4 is doing. But you're also fighting robots. It's
so
weird.
They're like the Fallen.
Honestly, there is...
Quite.
There's a reason Gears 4 exists, but I haven't played enough of it to, like, really give a solid, like, this is if I recommend it or not. Like,
so,
I don't know.
In terms of gameplay, does it still feel like you're just driving around a truck-sized man?
No, you actually start off as a skinny person.
What?
Honestly, like I'm saying,
is this like a Steve Rogers situation?
Is it a lady?
A skinny man in,
no,
in
the first few,
in
the
Gears
first few missions.
Just a lady.
I'll show you my Gear of War if you show me your...
Go ahead, tell me what you were going to say.
The first few missions, you just play as a random guy who has a helmet on. It's more about a flashback. I don't... And then when you start the game, you play as the guy.
Darkus.
Darkus Fenix.
Darkus Fenix.
What the shit is his name?
Maybe his name is... I don't know.
What if it's DeMarcus Fenix?
DeMarcus Fenix, and here's my brother, Nick Santimagos. He's looking for his lost girlfriend, Mary. If you guys don't know Gears Mythos, that won't be funny to you. But if you do know Gears Mythos, you'll know that people have died. They have come back. They haven't come back, but they've died. And it was sad at a certain point. It was that point in Gears of War 3 when... Don't worry, that's beeped. It's really funny stuff. It's not funny stuff. But what is funny is when you die,
and then you're able to make a deal with Death himself to live another 24 hours, which is our next game, Manual Samuel by Perfectly Paranormal.
We got
a chance to play this game. Our good friends over at Curve Digital sent us this.
This just reminded me of something, and I don't want to backtrack, but I'm going to say this one thing about Sun and Moon.
Go for it.
Within the first 10 minutes of the game, you meet these two goons that are from the new antagonists.
Team Skull.
And literally the entire time they're existing, they're moving their arms in a way that can only be described as perpetual Wu-Tang. Like,
it's perpetual, like a sixth grader who saw a they saw a video of people popping it on YouTube and like, I can do that, but it's just their arms.
If you took a picture of like a classic 90s like rap group posing for a photo or maybe a gang, I don't know, and just cycled through a close-up of each one of those people, those are the poses that they strike. Like,
it seems like what you don't see is the photographer behind you snapping the pictures every 5 seconds as they look really fucking dope.
What it is it's what white guys think rappers do, and...
Rapists. You're mispronouncing rapists.
Sorry. Rapists do, and these guys do it in their Team Skull, and they're just goons.
And they're like, fight me, bro! And they throw out something that looks like a fucking ferret, and then I'm like, Greninja, double attack! And he's like, whoosh, whoosh, you're dead! It's like, you defeated Team Skull! I'm like, you guys need to show me your moves.
You need to take a page out of Team Rocket's book.
Manual Samuel. This game is very hard to get around to, because there's nothing that's quite like it.
Someone needs to press the A button so Kevin can breathe.
No, it's actually the X button.
That's blink.
Close enough.
Okay, so... The idea of the game is that you play as Samuel, who is a very well-off kind of trust fund baby. He accidentally gets hit by a bus, and then he must live his next 24 hours manually doing everything, so he has to manually breathe. He has to actually put in some effort. That's the whole joke of it, is that he's lived his whole entire life without having to do anything.
Literally with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Yeah, the game is... figuratively,
it's a silver spoon.
The writing is top-notch. It's a game, it's small, it's like $7 or $8. It's short as all hell, but it's a perfect little package. Like, this is my game.
Dude, it is so much fun.
If you've ever played... Quap?
Yeah, that's exactly what it reminded me of.
It reminds me of Quap, but it's manageable. So, like, in order to walk, you press left trigger, right trigger, left trigger, right trigger, and then... You know, you have to blink to clear your eyes, you have to hold X to breathe in, press B to breathe out. It's easy, but then the game eventually starts putting things on you, like drive the car, except it's a manual car.
And you have to move your feet left to right to hit the clutch, and then you have to move your hand down to shift, and then let go of the clutch and engage the gas.
Like, so in order to get to fourth gear, here's what you have to do real quick. You have to press up on the D-pad to put your hand on the stick shift. Okay, now it's there. You press... Right trigger in for the clutch, left trigger in for the gas, release the clutch with right trigger, okay? Now you're going, press in the clutch, press left bumper to clutch up, release the clutch, now you're going faster, do that again, oh, you gotta move, so you have to press up, put on the D-pad, your hand back on the wheel, now you can turn left and right.
And the whole time you're doing this, you're driving down the road, the camera is facing the car as if it was mounted on the hood, and Death, who is in your passenger seat, is telling you to dodge the grandmas that are walking across
the
street.
Death is hilarious, too. He has like a backwards cap.
So you're tapping left bumper and right bumper to move to different sides of the street, and Samuel, since obviously everything he does is manual, is not engaging his spine, so his head just slumps against the door of the car when he goes right and left.
Yeah, that's the best part, is that you'll be like randomly walking, and all of a sudden you're just like break at the spine. It's like, you gotta make sure you don't
just, like,
do that.
Fold in half.
Oh, and by the way, while you're doing all this shifting and all this clutch movement, you also have to breathe and blink to make sure you don't, you know, pass out from lack of
oxygen. It's this really great, like, simulation of spinning 16 different plates at once. But they've managed to make it doable without feeling incredibly overwhelming. It's this really nice balance of just enough stuff to do at once and just enough forgiveness in, like, how often you have to blink, and if you breathe in but you don't breathe out, that's okay, but eventually your face will start to get really red because you don't have enough oxygen, so you have to breathe out and then breathe back in, or, you know, like...
There's a lot of things that the game does that indicates what you need to do at whatever given time that's easily processable, so when you're fumbling with the controls, which is half the game...
And it's very intuitive.
Yeah, that it just works, you know? And when you do, like, say you don't breathe, right? You don't die. You just pass out. And then the narrator will be like,
Sam passed out from lack of oxygen for no reason. And then if you do it again, it's kind of like the Stanley Parable. It's like, he did it again. What's going on here?
One of my favorite examples of that. I'm walking down the steps in Samuel's house for the first day that he is Manuel.
Oh, that's great.
And I accidentally double tap the R button. And of course, I dive down the steps. And the narrator's like, Samuel has fallen down the steps. And like later, I'm going to work and I'm walking up the steps. As I approach the steps, the narrator goes, Samuel faces his old nemesis, the stairs. And like, I walk up and I fall again. And he says something even funnier, like, it's just so good. It's so funny.
The art style is very cute and it's cartoony. It's a game that doesn't take itself seriously. Honestly, I can't recommend it enough. Like, for $8, there's no reason you shouldn't play it. Tyler did not play this game, but Tyler,
I would recommend it.
Just from listening to you guys talk about it, it sounds like a game that I should play.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for, like, it sounds like a rhythm game without being a rhythm game.
Kinda, yeah, actually.
I mean, they're...
You need to press a lot of buttons.
Yeah.
At a certain point, when you're just walking, you kind of get into this whole kind of groove of like, L, R, L, R,
and then occasionally
breathe in and B, breathe out.
And occasionally
L,
you press
R.
up on the D-pad to make sure your spine's straight.
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to go put on my shirt. And then all of a sudden, this is like level one or level two stuff. But I think the funniest part for me was when I was tasked with brushing my teeth. And I was like, I was brushing my teeth.
You have to hold LB to grab and hold the toothbrush. And then jam Y, right?
Yeah, you have to jam Y. And then I was like, should I haven't breathed in a while? And I forgot to blow out the water. And I just breathed in. And he's like, Sam is stupid enough to breathe in with water in his mouth. And you have to do a check to make sure you don't choke to death. And I was just like, yeah. So I was just like, oops. It's all super funny.
It's so much fun.
There's so much variety that you're never doing the same thing for more than like 4 or 5 seconds.
There was only one point in which that gimmick got in the way of the gameplay for me, and it's probably just because I'm not great at it. But other than that, the game was great. It was intuitive. It was literally like breathing when you had to breathe. You know, it was like
you pick it up
clear.
Very quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike Quap and other games like Octodad, where the controls are like the actual game, there isn't an inherent frustration with it. Like, don't worry, man, you're gonna get it. You're not gonna play this game for 4 hours and be like, I can't figure out the controls, because by hour two I think it's over. Like,
yeah.
It stays its welcome and it gives you an awesome gameplay experience and only takes $8 out of your pocket. It's real good,
it's
guys.
Really
support indies.
Good.
And by the time it gets annoying, you're done. Yay.
Yeah, you'll never get annoyed.
So speaking of supporting indies, or support in general.
Let's take an ad break. Hey guys, it's us again. It's Matt.
It's Kevin.
Oh, I'm Tyler, sorry.
Yeah, no, this is Tyler.
In case you didn't know, because we didn't do intros at the top, this is us now during the ad roll. What's up? We're brought to you
today. How you been? You know, how's work?
Everything good there? Your boss still giving you a hard time?
Don't worry, he'll lighten up.
If he keeps talking to you, you can just put earbuds in and listen to an audiobook or something, right?
Yeah. Everybody gets to use earbuds, right?
Wow,
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah.
You're
listening to us now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, how you doing that? Don't answer that.
No. Your boss will hear you. Okay, here's the secret.
Don't speak out loud.
You, listener at home, I got a deal for you. If your work website isn't blocking you right now, you can go to audibletrial.com/SGC64. And audible.com is offering listeners of our show a free audiobook. And if you get that free audiobook so you don't have to listen to your boss, you're also giving us that good, good money to support the show.
Now, let me guess, Matt. They give you a small selection of audiobooks that really nobody's ever heard of, and you just get to pick from that pool, right?
Let me ask you a question, Kevin.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of Amazon?
No.
It's a company that does, if you ever go on the internet and you want to buy things, it's Amazon. You usually shop there, okay?
Yeah.
So they have everything. When I imagine an Amazon warehouse, I imagine it's just really the world, and Amazon kind of picks and chooses. So Audible is an Amazon company. Therefore, they ain't giving you 4 or 5 books to choose from. They're giving you like over, like, I don't, some
over
weird.
Over all of the books.
Over a lot of books, like 50,000. I'm just going to throw that number out there. I'm pretty sure it's wrong.
I was going to just say 69.
At least
at least $69.
I can guarantee you, cross my heart, hope to die, happy Halloween, by the way, there is at least 69 choice. 10 out of 10 books.
Choice. Tender books.
Choice. Primo. In fact, I'm going to use my same one from last week. Stephen King's It. Let me break it down once again. Oh, your boss is coming. Shh. Guys, let's pretend to be like a good show.
The stocks are up this week.
The NASDAQ looks better. All right, we're back. All right, okay. Don't worry about it. They didn't hear.
No idea. He's got no idea.
So, this Audible trial, $38 book is what Stephen King's It is. You want to get scared? You want to get spookied? Instead of spending $38 for that audiobook, you can go to audibletrial.com/SGC64 and get this $38 audiobook for free. And even if you don't like the service, you can cancel your free trial. No cost, no obligation. And we still get that support, baby.
One of the other great things about this is that if you decide to pick something that's kind of boring, you know, no judging. It's all, you know, professional narrators. It's all people who are in the business or are guests of the business, I suppose.
You will never hear just some random person, like, they at least have credentials to be reading these audiobooks. So don't worry, if you've never tried an audiobook, I highly recommend some.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't listen to audiobooks, you're not even cool, honestly. I mean, I'll still be your friend, but I don't know if anyone else will. You probably, good luck. It's just me. Okay, it's not just me, but after work, you should probably go to audibletrial.com.
I got a good book for you.
/SGC64, so you're not left out on the playground tomorrow. What's up, Kevin?
I got a good book for you. It's actually a series, and the newest one just came out. It's The Lightbringer Saga by Brent Weeks.
Jack Reacher.
The first book is called the, what is it, The Black Prism?
The Lightbringer Saga.
That sounds...
Sounds about right.
Anyway, it's great. It's a fantasy book. It's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, boss coming back.
Boy.
Google stock has also gone up, which is...
And Jim's boss is the best.
Now's the time to sell.
Sell, buy, and sell, and buy. Tyler, what's your... He's gone, don't worry.
Book of choice.
What's your book of choice?
Bible. I'm going to give you...
the bestseller.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Love the part where Jesus...
Excellent.
My favorite part of the Bible...
Is when Jesus is changes when... water into wine.
My homie!
This is so good. Anyway, go ahead.
Continue.
Another series for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Tower.
Good choice.
Saga.
Excellent choice.
Ooh. Dark Tower is also a Stephen King book.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be being made into a film soon.
It is. TV next show? Year.
No, I thought it was a film series.
It's a film.
I thought it was mm-hmm. a...
With,
well,
with
that's news.
Critically acclaimed actor...
Matthew McConaughey.
And Idris Elba.
Idris Elba!
Yeah. So it should be a good time. Once again, you can get any of these books for free, absolutely free, no charge, no subscription. You just go to audibletrial/SGC64, redeem your free audiobook today.
And help us out.
Yeah, you'll be throwing us money, guys, for real. So even if you don't even want to listen to an audiobook, go and just, you know, download like C-Spot Run. That would be a really awesome audiobook.
Ooh, go, dog, go.
Go, dog, go. Ooh. C-Spot Run. Watch dog do.
Best of Dr. Seuss.
Cat in the Hat, Green Eggs and Ham. Yes, I will try Audible, Sam. I am. Thanks, Audible.
Thanks.
We're back. Did you guys like how I wrapped that up real good?
Yeah, you wrapped it.
I thought that was one of our better ads.
That was good. That was good.
It wasn't
terrible.
Hopefully
it's at least entertaining to listen to because everybody gets, here comes the ads.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible, terrible, terrible ad, but there is something that is terrible news, guys. We have terrible news for you.
Terrible news.
And whenever there's anything that's, whenever anything's bad or garbo, we always go to Tyler because he seems to be right at the front lines. I don't know why. Tyler.
Hey, what up?
Let's go to Mo.
Let me tell you about this horrible, horrible thing that I love, as usual. All right, PS4 game. Don't even own a PS4.
I love the game.
PS4 game. What is it called?
It's called Dead Star. It's that game that I told you about probably last year. Was that last year?
Yeah, wasn't that on New Game Plus?
It was real close to the start of my New Game Plus segment where you got a spaceship. It's like a MOBA, but with spaceships.
Dead Star.
Dead Star.
So what's going on with Dead Star, man?
Dead Star is losing support in November. I was going to buy my PS4 this month.
Which is October, by the way. It's Spooktober.
Which means
this game that you've been waiting for almost a year to play, by the time you get your hands on it, you're just
going
to
be gone.
Tyler, have you ever thought about, I don't know, weird question, liking games that aren't bad?
No.
Well, you're going to keep having these problems until you decide to change something, bud.
I don't.
So, that is a PSA to you. If you like the game Dead Star for PS4, you should probably play it before they remove everything. What if it's like a weird thing like Halo 2 when they were going to close it, but then like seven people were like, fuck no, we're staying. They're like for a whole week in Bungie. They're just sitting over there in their test department like, God damn it, guys, this is costing us money. Every day we had this planned out and now fucking XXX420 Blaze No Scope Hard Scoper is just sitting on lockout in a doubles match with nobody else in it because he doesn't want the server to die. I love you, Halo 2. I don't think it's going to be like that, but it would be fun if it was.
Probably not. They could probably kick us now.
Rest in pepperoni, Dead Star.
Yeah. You were...
a lot this week.
It was very forthcoming. Dead Star. It's just, yeah.
It told you at the beginning, Tyler.
You dummy.
It's a Dead Star.
From the get-go, you should have known it was going to be an experience that wasn't worth finishing, which is what I said about my next game.
Ginger.
Let's talk about something else then.
This game is called Ginger Beyond the Crystal, and it hails from a studio in Madrid, Spain known as Dracar Studio, published by our good friends Badland Indie Games. I reviewed this for my website that I write at keengamer.com. Check out my review. Tyler, you played a little bit of this. I played all of it.
I played enough to tell you about this game. This game, first of all.
Tell me about this game. What do you play as?
You play as a Pikmin.
Alien?
You play as a blue thing. A
curly cube forehead thing.
Let's not bother spending too much time on it because fuck it. The game doesn't even give you an ending cutscene. So who cares? Who needs lore?
So you beat
Aaron,
it.
Mankey.
this little boy. This little blue boy.
I believe he's a boy.
With
blue boy.
Yeah, I know. Wait.
Do we need a gender? No.
Well, they gave it a gender.
You cis scum.
Okay,
so you play as Ginger, who's a boy. And he is trying to save the world.
From the red crystals.
The chaos, as it... There's crystal.
Oh, the chaos emerald. Rubies. Right.
Okay, so what this game truly is just an amalgamation of a bunch of things. You take, like, Crash Bandicoot, Banjo-Kazooie, Super Mario Sunshine Challenge levels, Resident Evil. Just hold on. Resident Evil is just like a parody level.
Animal Crossing, Happy Home Designer.
You just shove all of this.
You already said that.
Yeah, you shove all of this together. Instead of weaving these delicious and nutritious classic genre staples together.
Rayman.
You just kind of throw them all into one pot, mix a little bit, and go, ship it. That's what this game is. It's
a three-bean salad of video games.
It's a 3D three-bean salad platformer. It's a 3D platformer. You jump around. There's like three hub worlds.
So what if you like three-bean salad?
Dead Star. I just want to reiterate. Bad games.
Never mind.
So.
I'm just kidding.
You have three hub worlds.
I didn't play it. I have no idea.
You have three hub worlds in Ginger. You have Foresty Village. You have Spooky Swamp. And then you have Tropical Beach. All of them, when you're running around them. Alola. My bad. all of them. When you're exploring these beautiful hub worlds. The game has a really cool feature. It's called We Can't Handle Our Frame Rate. And it just chunks down. I'm talking like 12 frames. This game is barely running at like 20 at a good. It is in...
On a good day,
Ginger might wake up feeling like...
I think you accidentally a word there.
24 frames. And Ginger... Just
limping along.
As I'm playing Ginger, I feel like my Xbox is struggling. Like, I honestly, which is hilarious considering how powerful of a console all current generation consoles are. I'm playing a game that visually amounts to, like, if you remastered an N64 game and my Xbox is like, Jesus, get it off me! Tyler.
Do you think it's possible that they may have the same game running three times when you load the game?
Yeah, it feels like it. It seems like. Which is hilarious.
Well, it is 3D.
Oh, maybe
so
they take
just
all
running
three, of
three different games in different directions.
Here's my problem with Ginger is that it came out 6 months too early. I think it was an alpha, and they were like, whoops, we gotta launch it, because there's a bunch of half-cooked ideas. They're like, you can build houses.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Yeah, oh my god. That, I think that's exactly what they said. They just channeled Bill O'Reilly, and they're like, wait.
We're running out of money, we need the ship.
Yeah, fuck it, we'll do it live, we'll patch it later. No, you won't. Like,
they might.
No, they won't. I okay.
They might.
Did people buy it already?
Did you buy it?
No, this game isn't out yet. Well, it will be when you hear it, and the embargo will be up too, so we're cool. But no, I got sent this game to review. So I did not pop down the $19.99 it'll cost to purchase this game.
Jesus. Nope.
Yeah. Guys, this game is more like a $4 game. I mean, there's like 8 hours of content, and there's like a cute like Resident Evil parody level that I liked, complete with, you know, the door opening animations, and it has some fun levels, but
the music was oddly familiar too.
And, sounds and like
I don't
Kirby.
Know, well, I don't know if these were if this was designed to be kind of an homage to those games or.
Well, here's the thing: is that Ginger is very much homage city, but comes more off like, hey, you just stole our idea. Ooh, you know what this game reminds me of? Okay, you know how when you go and you see on the internet, there's all these Chinese ripoff consoles,
yes.
like the Wii with three eyes.
This feels
like if they would have retitled Ginger like Mario, like it's a Mario clone for a ripoff console in China. That's what it feels like.
Ah, okay.
You know, if you leave this game sitting long enough, which I have,
he plays a Game Boy.
He just sits there. It'll look like a Game Gear, but. Whatever.
There's some cool stuff here.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not worth talking about anymore. For fuck's sake. It's so bad. It's not bad. It's like, it's just, there's no mix. There's no good mix of good and bad. It's either, you never know if the next 5 minutes of your gameplay experience is going to be fun or if it's going to be complete garbage.
Speaking of platformers.
Yes.
Propel us along. What were we going to say? Go ahead.
It needs polish.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a complete lack of polish.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's honestly its biggest thing. I'm
it
sure
just
if
feels it, like a beta.
Yeah, no, that's my biggest gripe with it. There's some really good game. There's some really good ideas, but what happens is there wasn't that like 6 months of like we should can this, we should flesh this out, we should polish this through. Like it feels there's no closing cutscene, guys.
But there's hope because I feel like there have been really studios that became great that put out games like this. That learned from their mistakes. So I mean, this could be a first time game for them or one of their first and.
If they do Ginger 2 or Ginger 3
Gingivitis
in the same... That was a dentistry joke.
Journeys into the Mouth.
Featuring Ginger Beyond the Gums. That sounds like a magic school bus.
You gotta fight the molar people.
Damn Miss Frizzle. Damn Miss Frizzle. It could be a good series if they ever like really flesh it out, but I feel like something went wrong in development. It would be interesting to find out if anything comes out of that.
So, speaking of platformers,
yes.
I don't know if I spoke about this on the podcast before. I feel like I have. There's a game that I backed recently that I'm really excited for.
Oh, Red Rogers.
Red Rogers. It actually just got funded completely.
The beta's out.
I don't think they really hit a whole lot of their stretch goals just yet. But in terms of games that I think have a lot of potential, this one is definitely going to be it. They based it off of the 90s Apogee platformer style, so it's going to have a lot of that like Earthworm Jim feel. It's very irreverent. There's concept art for one of the characters in it who's doing this like super move. Just to give you a little background, he's a console that has sentience. He looks like an NES. And he comes flying down from the air with double middle fingers, a blazing comet of energy as he slams into the ground. Nonetheless, it looks great. Check it out. It just looks good.
That was the first entry of Kevin's Kickstarter Classics, a new bit that
we'll work on it.
I just made that up right now.
TM.
Copyright protection, Matt. Kevin.
Not me. No, not
Tyler.
He's not. All right, so.
I will tell you about Cluster Truck.
Yeah, tell them about Cluster Truck while I figure out how we're going to get rid of it.
I don't want. I don't.
Honestly, Cluster Truck is funny because when you start the game, it's like cluster and UCK are all in one text, and then there's like just a big stamp of a TR. So like the game is very. It's like yeah, it's supposed to be cluster fuck, but there's a TR. Like,
you watch your mouth.
Sorry, man. This show has an explicit rating. You should know that. New listener, I love you. Cluster Truck. What is it, Tyler?
So.
Tell them what they could be potentially playing when we give away this game for free.
Give me 10.
Let's do it in 10.
Ooh, let's go. What kind
twofer.
Of music?
It's a twofer.
What kind of music should we have?
Give me some, like, puzzle, classic puzzle music, like solving a puzzle that the time's like kind of speeding up. Like
Tetris Attack?
No, kind of like in Zelda when you, you know, like...
You know what I could do is I could just put that bullshit Sonic music when you're drowning. It would be terrible.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking, Tyler except an anxiety do attack. That because I'll die.
No, literally, like the minigame right music right from Zelda.
You I guess know, you
like
guys are just right. literally going to have to wait until you hear the episode and see what I put in post. All right, do it in 10. Like... Cluster Truck, published by Tiny Build Games, in 10 words.
Mirror's Edge meets Traffic Jam. Frogger style.
Hey, tag team it?
Yeah, tag.
Ooh. Frogger style. Insane physics stuff. Yeah, no, I just. I didn't
clearly
want to tag
you liked
him.
Where I was going with
Mirror's
that.
Mirror's Edge.
No, but the first five was great. Mirror's Edge meets Traffic Jam.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what it is. It's a first-person game where you're just jumping from truck to truck, but it's all very fast. The physics are all crazy all over the place.
You don't even have to do anything if you don't want to on the first level. You just sit on a truck.
And you're like, what do? And you read the text box that come up. Oh, you could run. Or you could jump. Or you could wait until you hit the goal, and then you could pick that. Yay!
As you progress through the game, you get a bunch of upgrades like jetpacks and double jumps, triple jumps. Like, I've seen the last level. I saw my little brother playing it, and it, let's just say it looked tense. So it's one of those games, it's like, it's just a simple challenge. Jump on top of the semi-trucks to avoid dying and hitting the ground. The floor is lava, but only the semi-trucks.
That's what it was. Damn it.
The floor is lava.
The floor is lava.
That would have been a great three-word wrap-up.
The floor is lava.
Well, we can't retcon it now. It's over.
We'll fix it in post.
So I'm going to play way more of that. Lava. And we'll get back to it on the Halloween episode, because that's when we're going to be announcing our winner.
And we'll have a special guest.
We will have a special guest. Stay tuned. You'll find out.
Do I know who this is?
You should know who this is.
Oh.
We're doing our final... It's going to be a Halloween episode, guys.
Should I tease a little?
Yeah, tease it.
So we have a good friend of ours who's really great. Really, really great. Like...
She's
really
great.
Good at cosplay.
She's a really great cosplayer.
She? There's a female.
Yeah.
We're going to have boobies in the studio.
She's going to join us as a guest host. Let's not freak her out before she even comes on the show, guys.
Who is this lady?
Don't worry about it. We'll see you next time. We'll see her next time. But what you guys need to know is if you want this code for Cluster Truck, it is a... I mean, it's a free download.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the Microsoft codes you get. Once again, I want to thank Tiny Build for sending us this code to give away to you guys. If you want to win this, it's super easy. All you do is go to our Facebook. Kevin, what's the Facebook URL?
That is facebook.com/SGC64, spelled out phonetically.
Yeah. So just so you know, because it's a contest, SGC and then SIXTYFOUR, you know. So, SGC64. When you go there, you should see pinned at the very top of the page the promo. You'll see it. It's a picture of Cluster Truck, and it'll say giveaway, right? And all you have to do is share and comment with your favorite scary game. And then we will pick, and you will get a free copy. It's North America only. Sorry, guys. It's an NA code. So
should we extend this to our Twitter followers as well?
Oh, yeah. No. Anyway, you're hearing this right now, you can... I mean, if you're on
any
Twitter...
Any of our social media.
You go on to our Twitter... And you can go to the top of our Twitter profile and see the pin for that tweet. If you retweet that and heart that as well, and then you will, yeah.
I'm going to share my favorite spooky game.
And then comment.
Not on this show.
Comment with your favorite spooky game.
On the Twitter.
Oh, on the Twitter. On the Twitter. Also,
so speaking of those tweeters, why don't we throw them out real quick?
Yeah, well, this is the wrap up of the show, guys. It was a great show. We're going to be back next time. For Twitter, the main Twitter is @SuperGameCast64.
We post a lot of really great news articles. We like to try to get ahead of the of some of the major names. Not to toot our own horn, but we do a pretty good job.
Sorry, I dropped that Red Dead Redemption 2 stuff as soon as it came out.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, no big
deal. If you were
already brush your shoulders off. Anyway, my Twitter is @GingerBeardMan. That's GingerBeer_man. Beer like the beverage.
Is that all?
Yeah, no, I mean, I could spell it for you if you want.
It's really okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it from here. Thanks.
Okay, yeah.
Mine's @T. Tramaglio. It'll be spelled in the notes.
Yeah, you can see that in the notes. And mine's at SGC64 Matt, but you'll see me more over on at SuperGameCast64. If you like to get a hold of us, you can also email us. That's SGC64mail@gmail.com. Leave an iTunes review, because ReviewRobot2K12 3000 hasn't read anything in a while. And that does help us out a ton, guys. Also, like the Facebook page. We already gave out that link. Does anybody have anything they would like to close with, like a game fact or something?
I actually do have a game fact. I'm glad you asked.
Cool. This time the clown didn't interrupt you.
A two for one.
Okay.
So everyone knows our favorite antagonists from the Mario series. You've got Wario and Luigi, of course.
Yeah.
They are the opposites of Mario and Luigi, respectively, in every way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mario and Luigi are plumbers.
Correct.
And if Wario and Luigi are the opposites, I'm sorry, Wario and Waluigi are the opposites of Mario and Luigi, what would that make them, Matt?
Electricians.
Electricians. Plumbers are the opposite of electricians. So
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's a good fun little trivia thing.
Yeah, I like that.
You, next time you're at your Mario party, you can you can
jump on Peach and knock her into lava and tell her that you're an electrician.
So excited.
Mario party this guy.
Don't forget,
this was episode 69.
This is episode 69, so that's the reason we're keeping it childish. Tyler.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hey.
Stick it to your mom. Thanks, Audible.com. Stick it to your mom, too.